My name is Danny Tisdale. I'm here to talk about my performance piece, Transitions Incorporated, which was first performed in 1992 in New York City as part of a Creative Time project. The original performance I did in 1992 was a public project where I went to four locations, 125th Street, Wall Street, 42nd Street, and the East Village. The piece was inspired from me being across the street from the museum, and someone was selling some kind of products. It was an African guy. For some reason, we looked at each other, and his skin was beautiful, dark, almost blue-black. I looked right into his eyes, and he had contacts on that were a beautiful sky blue. So that beautiful sky blue contact lenses that he had next to his skin just started my mind rolling. Why would he have those on? How did he feel about having those contact lenses on? Started answering those questions of why he might do that. I end up coming away with that, you know, if someone feels empowered by using these visual tools and they feel good about themselves, then who am I to judge? So I said, well, what's the next best thing is somebody who sells these kind of products that are all about the outside, all about the exterior, but it makes people feel, you know, and empowers them in some way. I invented this character called Tracy Goodman, high energy kind of guy. He's really over the top. You kind of hate to love him and love to hate him. Tracy wears a whole bunch of jewelry, new clothes, head to toe. His shirt is typically open to the top of his stomach so that you can see the hair on his chest. And his chain sits within that, tons of rings on his fingers. But he's kind of cool in a way. Before what happened with tobacco, he used to smoke a cigarette, and he was sleazy, but not too sleazy. I did sales before I start doing my artwork. Tracy Goodman is a combination of different people that I actually knew and then made into this person. Tracy Goodman is a primo salesman. And he could probably sell anything, but he loves selling these services to people to help them improve their lives. So there's name specialization, restructuring products, mental flossing. Then we, of course, have business cards. I mean, the whole idea is that we have a real business. The slogan was, we make minorities into majorities and majorities into minorities. These are services for anybody, minority or majority. We called it a seminar. And so people believed it. I'm performing this idea. This concept. We're in America. America has values, and sometimes, depending on who you are and what you see in the mirror, those values that you see are questioned. We just try to model it after high-powered marketing and commercial agencies, which is to look in the mirror, what can I improve? What can I improve about myself? Is it my language? Is it the way I look? And that's what Transitions Incorporated is about. Part of this talks about the American dream. We all want to be successful. We all want to be American. We all want to, I'm going to use that, the big A word, assimilate, however you define that. But we young people, we all want that. We all want to be accepted. Some on our own terms and some on the terms of the values of others. Changing one's name, changing the way they look, remaking yourself. Pure Americana. You know, I love friction. So the street performances, remember I did it on 125th Street in Lenox, and I did it right during lunchtime. I did all of them at lunchtime so I could get maximum people. It was intense because there's no rules. In a museum, it's a controlled space. The performance was about 30 minutes, but we typically stayed on those corners for 2 hours. And we would start talking about it, and then there would be the typical disagreement. For me, art is the great democracy. You can feel any way that you want about the work. My focus is not so much the art world. To me, it's average folks, which is why I did the transitions initially in the street. You know, Harlem doesn't see me as an artist. Harlem sees me as a person who has been involved in the politics here and as a publisher. I moved here from Los Angeles in 85. And in 86, I start working at Warhol Studio at Interview Magazine. So I think a part of me is that I create work. I don't really bring a criticism or a judgment. And in some ways, Andy Warhol did the same thing. But I don't think it's my job to critique what people do. I really look at these, what I call subtleties in life, let the viewer come up with their own critique. And I think that my job is to instigate the conversation, and the job of the viewer is to have his or her conversation with the work. But I try not to bring my own values into the conversation. All my ideas come out of reality. I just find a different way to present them. I describe what I do as conceptual work, where I come up with an idea and then I find the medium in which to present the idea. So sometimes it's performance, sometimes it's an installation, and then figure out a way to represent it so that these tricky politics of identity, we could have a discussion about it. It's just the idea, how to best execute the idea. I use photography. I use performance. I don't care what medium it is. I don't really see the difference between the photography that I do, the installation work. It's just part of my art.